Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to the weekly conversations, the Tuesday edition. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Yes, we have a wonderful show. And yes, I think if you've been watching from the beginning, yes, you heard me correctly. I think I figured out how to do some editing. Before, I just had to make the video on one. So now I think I might know how to do like cut and paste videos. Yes, like I say, I'm a techno genius, folks. No, I'm just a mute artist and stuff, you know. I learn as I go. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not the best at what I do. I'm the only one that I do what I do. I don't know if you heard, but since there's no one left, Barack Obama endorsed Joe Biden for president. I think he's the man we need for the leadership role, and I have no idea what he's doing. You're going to vote for who? What? I mean, if he really wanted to endorse Biden, he would have done that way before now. I wonder who he really wanted to endorse, but since Biden's left. Well, I've heard that Mark Cuban still is considering running. Really? Yeah, okay. What's he going to do? Get his name on the ballot? And you don't know what I want to do, but hey, just vote for me. What the heck? Hey, you're a Democrat. You'll do it. You know what I mean? You didn't know what Obama's doing. You couldn't even name Obama's running mate. French economist Jean-Paul Sosinski has come out and basically said, guess what? This pandemic's dooming, because if the EU nations don't come together and work together, guess what? They're not going to survive. Well, of course they're not going to survive. Pardon me, but they're not going to survive. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I mean, if no one comes to Italy's aid, then, because every country is kind of like, why do I, if this country, I mean, California is the biggest waste of space when it comes to programs, money, and everything. Why should I, if I manage my money good, why should I have to help them if they waste their money? I think we have to. And that's what's going to happen when it comes to Italy, you know. I will get into that. I will get into Chris Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. They're all everything, saying they all suck. Andrew Cuomo is like, you know, no, I think we're over. The worst is over. Now that they really can't keep covering up the fact that none of the videos and stuff they showed are real, because when they actually show footage of the hospital and there's no one there and there's no 5-mile lines. But don't worry, Chris Cuomo's, if he really has coronavirus, I don't know if he does or not, but if he really has it, he got it on purpose. Just, man, okay, do you have coronavirus? Come on, bring it. No, you don't have coronavirus, so you can't. I have it, so I know, man. You can't tell me. You can't tell me President Trump. You can't tell me Americans that don't have coronavirus what I'm going through. You can't, because you never had it, because I had it. He's trying to gain street cred by saying, yeah, I've got the coronavirus. No one cared about you before you got it. No one cares about you now. Okay, you're a waste of space, just like your network. Go to your parents, live in their basement, and leave us alone. You want to save the environment? Quit heating up the earth with your hot air. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into the scientific mind of Cher. I didn't know that. Yeah, she was a scientific mind. I didn't know. Epidolix has zero recreational potential, and the DEA is actually seeing that it does have some medical benefits. It's a cannabis medication that's got cannabidiols and other stuff added, and get into that and much, much more. And Premier League news and all that. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. And let's forget, don't forget Philippians 1, verse 9 through 10. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And, whew, had a hard time reading. But if you haven't heard, in Michigan, there's 200,000 people that have signed a petition to get the governor out. And tomorrow they're going to have like 15,000 people go to Lansing and protest. This lady is ever controlling and trying to run the lives. That's going to be. We'll just have to wait and see on that one. I don't see any. I don't know. Governor's palace and can shoot all that. Look at this. I don't know. You know, do you think she's sweating it? Just like that Chicago mayor. You know what? It's what it is, you know? You idiot. You're not supposed to. Yeah, when I have you come over to get my hair cut, man, you got to keep it on the down low, girl. What the hell you be doing? Posting that on Facebook. Man, what the heck? Social media. What are you be putting on Twitter for, man? Man, no one's supposed to. Man, I'm out kicking it. How can you be telling everyone in Chicago that I'm out kicking it when I'm telling them to, like, lay low, you know? What gives? I'm going to get lots of crap for that one, but it's true. She's. You think that Chicago mayor cares? She's going to do whatever she wants to do. She has got busted because that person that cut her hair is too stupid to realize that she's not supposed to put that stuff on social media. You think that governor cares? No, she don't care. She's going to do whatever the heck she wants to do. Okay, folks. Yeah, we're going to shut down Michigan yet. Okay, you're not allowed, you can't be on a boat, even though it's your own private boat, and you are confining yourself. So if I want to quarantine myself on a boat and stay in a boat for 14 days, I can't do that, I guess not. Well, a kayak, yes. A boat, no. Just like yesterday, I actually wrote the Greenville, Mississippi, King James Bible Baptist Church. If you haven't seen that viral video, it's on the conversation page about the pastor that's like, where they had, like, he goes, man, I used to deal in drugs and I never saw this many cops.
Like over 20?
Over 20 cops to make sure that they don't have church service. Well, I guarantee you $1 million, if that was a mosque, oh, we're just providing escort so that no one tries to attack you as you go to worship and pray. You know, I know you guys do it like 10 times a day. And
Rush was talking about Michigan's governor today.
Mm-hmm.
He's wondering, well, he wants to know what is it going to take for us to get our power back. Because you know how politicians are. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. That's why I'm worried about our governor, and I don't think I can vote. I might shock everybody and vote Democrat for the first time ever in my life and vote. Because once they get power, they don't want to give it up. Any political person, senator, representative, governor, mayor, whatever you want to say.
Exactly.
Local, state, federal.
If they can get away with it, they're going to keep doing it.
How is Michigan going to get? How is Indiana going to get its life back? How are we going to get our life back? We might have to always vote. I mean,
seriously, there are many restaurants that come May 1st, if they can't have people in their dining rooms, they're losing guns. They will not be able to reopen their dang doors because they have to have like 200 carryout orders to equal all the people that come in and out at breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Supposedly, because our wonderful governor, who
that's a different story. Didn't like him before
this, so yeah. Oh, I didn't
want him, but
right.
I refuse to vote.
He likes to interrupt Rush Limbaugh. That really makes me want to vote him out. He can wait. He can interrupt Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is not sick, and Sean Hannity's on Fox News, and whatever. Okay? He can interrupt Sean all he wants to. He's interrupting Rush. I want to smack him just for that. But anyway, one of the guys that, Senator Todd Young was on his talking.
Yeah.
And I guess there was like $6 million in small business loans that's forgivable.
Yeah.
Done just in the state of Indiana for small business.
Because I heard that there was some lady that you can get a $1,000 loan. And that's what she would qualify for. She goes, $1,000 isn't going to do me diddly. I don't know about, but this, she's not from Indiana. She's not in Indiana, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what she was given.
Well, there's this also that lady doctor who is now moving patients, and I'm talking dementia patients.
To,
if you have COVID-19, y'all can get together now. Moving patients from one facility to another, to a non-COVID facility to a COVID facility. And that's going to make everything better.
What's a COVID facility versus non?
People who have it and people who don't.
So if you're known to have it, they take you and go to a place. Well, that's to try to keep it from being spread. But go ahead.
Well, you have memory. You have dementia, people. You want to know? You want to know one of the main causes for dementia to get worse?
So you're talking going from a dementia facility to a non-dementia facility?
No, from going from Creasy Springs to University Place, or vice versa.
And they're both dementia wings.
Yes, and they're moving them. You want to know what the main cause of dementia?
Yes, it's confusion. And then that's what I was always going from, like one environment to totally different environment.
That's going to make your dementia 100 times worse. That's going to make you what you have, you lose it. Yeah. She's stupid. She has no idea what she's doing to these people.
Yeah.
I have no words nice to say about her. She has no idea what she's doing to these people.
They don't.
But yet, she's an expert.
Well, so is Cher. Cher's an expert. Cher says that the world's coming to an end, as we know it. I mean, I got to trust Cher. I mean, she was married to Sonny Bono. I mean, she has to. She's a medical expert. I mean, she wrote a song about if she could turn back time. I mean, she knows it all. Her music's okay, but I'm tired of these people like Bill Gates. Well, I don't think, see, we need to have a chip reader in there, and if it says you're not vaccinated, then you can't work. We should not allow anyone back to work until they've been vaccinated. We shouldn't even start going back to work until they've been back. What does he know? He couldn't even keep viruses off of PCs.
And what I understand is none of his kids or anything was ever vaccinated.
Well,
I've heard.
Well, I'll get vaccinated if I get to give Bill Gates the shot. I go to my doctor, he gives me the vaccine, and I give it to Bill. That way I know from my doctor it's real. I'll get vaccinated if Bill Gates does. I've told people, if someone from Monsanto will eat their produce and their vegetables that are genetically modified, what could be that bad about them if they were willing to eat them? If they won't touch them, that's another whole different ballgame. You know, like, look at the tobacco industry. Oh, they would sell the shit, but they wouldn't smoke it. Why won't the, why aren't they?
I know people that grew it, smoked it. My uncle.
Like in the 90s when they knew it was carcinogenic and deadly and toxic and.
He died 3 to 2 years either right around when we met, two or three years before we met. 5 years before that is when he stopped, and he smoked ever since I can remember. He smoked in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. If not the 50s.
Oh, sure. Once you smoke, it's hard to quit. I know. But Anderson Cooper, see, this is how funny when Trump takes the liberal people and he retweets their stuff and says stuff about them, and that's so cheap. Like, the liberal media is proving how that they know they're losing. They don't know how to deal with it.
Well, the press conference either yesterday, he showed all of them what they said about the coronavirus when it first started coming out in China and we first got it. What they said about it when he did the borders. Stuff, what they said about him,
and what
and
you
what they said not.
Yeah.
Versus, oh my goodness, I
yeah. Yeah, they've lost it. I have friends in Italy that were about World War III. They did not want to join the EU. I mean, if you had 20,000 lira, you were going to get about 13,000 to 12,000 euros. And you mean to tell me? If the European Union countries don't come together and help each other, it's going to collapse. I'm surprised it's lasted this long.
I don't see it going past.
I don't either, because if imagine if California was their country, you want to bail them out because of their mismanagement and how crappy they are?
New York and California are the worst run states in the U.S. And what do you think the governors of New York and California are bumping up? I believe, this is my personal belief, bumping up the numbers of this virus and of the corona deaths. Those two, they were about ready to lose it because of their immigration and their health care policies was
bankrupting them.
Mm-hmm. So they needed money. Well, guess what they're getting now? They needed help. Guess what they're getting? They can buy all the ventilators and respirators and then sell them.
Exactly. That's what they did. Like Andrew Cuomo admitted that, oh, yeah, we had a bunch of ventilators like about 2 years ago when we sold them all, got rid of them.
And he had a chance in 2016 to buy like 10,000 or something like that, and he didn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, he's. Yeah, and then they try to blame Trump for all the problems.
Yeah.
And that's. I mean, that's just. I mean, and that's what I know Italy's doing. Hey, we need, because their system sucks in that country. Healthcare is bad in that country, and that's what we're gonna do, folks. We're gonna bump up the corona numbers and it. Hey, you need to help us out, man. Even though like 13 or 14% of the deaths are actually caused by the coronavirus, the other percentage had it, but that wasn't the cause of the death. And that's the problem. 93-year-old woman. She had the coronavirus. Proved to me that that's what killed her. And she just didn't die and would have died no matter what. You can't. I mean, just go back to some of those old court cases where, hey, he smoked for 30 years, and they tried to sue the tobacco industry over lung cancer that killed him and prove it, and they had a very, very, very hard time doing it. I mean, you got the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, challenging Big Mama political media firestorm. He's challenging them. He was, you know, the Democrats need to get off their high horse. I wish they would treat Trump. See, Trump couldn't get away with having pre-written questions that his people hand the media like Hillary Clinton and Obama did. There's tons of videos out there where you can see a little piece of paper and they as soon as they hand it to the person's reading the question. Because it's one of those pre-approved Hillary questions. Because the Lord help you if you ask a real question. You'd end up dying of COVID-19. Even though you have like a broken neck and there's like rope marks around your neck and your wrists are slit. But hey, you know, it's COVID-19 that was the cause. You know, he's just calling out the media for what they are. You know, it's amazing when you get people that look at the deaths and all the people that were affected by H1N1, the swine flu. And I don't, wait a minute, I don't remember the swine flu. I don't remember this. I don't remember that being a big deal. Well, it wasn't a big deal. Like I said before, if you watch my program or listen to it on Blog Talk Radio or whatever, a couple weeks ago I said, do your due diligence. There was a time in Indiana when Governor Mitch Daniels one summer cut the gas tax, eliminated it to save us money at the pump. And I'm like, well, that's cool. Thank you. One summer under Barack Obama, when the gas price was higher, I'm like, where's the cutting of the gas tax to save me money at the pump? Oh, yeah, the narrative under Barack Obama was different than under Obama. I got you on that one. You know, Trump has a different narrative than Hillary Clinton would. You know, Bush, it was all about Texas and oil tycoons and money. Under Obama, when the gas price, if you do your due diligence and look up the gas price per year, the average gas price, there are many times where it was higher under Barack Obama than it ever was under Bush. So why weren't people talking about the gas price? I'm asking for a friend. I'm asking as a friend, you know, because and it's a fact. It's not debatable. It's not a debatable thing. The gas price was higher under Obama. So where was all the gas price talk when Obama was president? Why weren't we getting the gas tax cut? It's a media narrative. If Hillary Clinton was president right now, let me tell you, you would not be hearing one iota word, not one word about this coronavirus. You'd be going like 5 years down the road. What the heck did England shut down for? Because we won't be quarantining. We won't be shut down. They're trying to get, you know, when you have someone like Bill Gates, well, I'm Bill Gates. I make PCs. I am an expert on knowing that we should stay quarantined and locked down until there is a vaccine, and you should have to have that vaccine before you can be going back to work. Because I'm Bill Gates, and I know what's best for you and your family. No, you don't, because your viruses are you can't keep a virus off a PC. Hello, I'm a PC. And you're a PC? Oh, I'm a Mac. What's wrong, PC? Yeah, I'm a Mac. Can't stand PC. But guess what? Who cares? He knows what's best. You gotta listen to Dr. Bill Gates. He knows what's best. You need to be microchipped. I should control you. No. Yeah. How dare Trump want to open up the border? How dare he want to get people back to work? How dare he wants to make the economy good? Sorry, but I love Trump. I stand with him. I don't agree 100% with everything he does, but you shouldn't with every can. You shouldn't sit there. If you like Joe Biden, you have to sit there and question his brain when he's saying one thing and doing something else. When he's constantly showing signs of dementia, even if it's stage two. He's showing he is getting... that's not being negative. That's not being, well, how dare you say dementia? Well, that's what I see. That's being factual. You know, there are things called facts and there are things that are called not. You can say, well, that's offensive by saying that all country people eat RC Colas and moon pies. You can say that a lot of them enjoy, I wish I could eat moon pie. I'd eat about 50 million of them things. There's fact, and there's when you put facts down there, I mean, I didn't hear one person cry racism when Walmart had a commercial and the black people are making collard greens. Oh man, these are some good greens, man. Got them at Walmart. Not every black person eats greens. But where was the outrage? You know, that's the problem. Everyone wants to, you know, oh, Sarah Palin, she doesn't know what she's talking about, da da da. Oh, you must be sexist. You know, Sarah Palin should have just taken one of Hillary's speeches and just recited it on MSNBC, said exactly word for word. Tom, can you believe what she just said? Oh, wow, because yesterday I just repeated Hillary Clinton's speech word for word verbatim, and you just said I don't know what I'm talking about, so I guess Hillary Clinton doesn't know what she's talking about either, because I said word for word what she said exactly. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just throwing it out there because it has to be thrown out there. We got to wake up. You know, in Michigan, okay, you can't buy this. So how is buying seeds to grow your own garden not essential enough? The government will provide. You don't need help. You don't need to grow your own fruits and vegetables. Okay, take a tomato, slice it. And bury those slices in dirt, and you'll start to get sprouts, and there you go. And you pick the best ones, and you got tomato plants growing. There you go, folks. Common sense. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. Look at that Chicago mayor. She got where her, oh, I'm getting my hair cut. You know what that is. My girl coming over, she's going to kick it. Man, she's going to take those clippers, man. Woo! Man, that. Chicago, man, she got tightened up, man. Man, that hair look off the, she can do whatever she want to do. Even the Chicago media is like, oh, well, I guess it's a case of do what I say, not what I do. So I'm going to do what I want to, but you ain't going to be able to do, you know, just like, I guarantee you that governor is doing whatever she wants. So I guarantee you she's going to have people that are going to go to get her whatever she wants. If you can't buy something, she'll get it. Like all those people that hydrochloroquine, oh, you shouldn't use that. I can't believe Trump is putting false hopes in people and then behind the table, get me as much of that as you can. I think my mom has corona. I want cases of that stuff. Stockpile it now. Huh, yeah, that hydrochloroquine is dangerous. What are you still doing here? Get that damn medication now. Oh, it's bad. It's just, oh, it's horrible. I told you, get that. Yeah, it's a do as I say, not as I do. I'm not going to follow these rules, but I'm going to shove it down your throat. Welcome to Greenville, Mississippi, and the good old King James Bible Baptist Church. How dare the police try to, I'd be like, Yeah, you don't mess with bathroom. It'll get like 50 people from every church all over within a tri-state area coming. I never thought I'd see the day where churchgoers would be like, oh, yeah, we're going to... I'd be like, go ahead, cite me. You need my ID, I'll pull it out right now. Go ahead, cite me. Go ahead, write me in. Whatever you guys do, I'm not leaving. I've already called the Mississippi National Guard. They're on their way. And good luck them get me out of here. You're a human being. Just like me. You ain't better. You ain't worse. There's a constitutional right that guarantees us the right to free speech. It doesn't say except for. It doesn't say the right to bear arms except for. It doesn't say the Constitution doesn't give us the right to peacefully congregate except for. It says you have the right to peaceful gatherings. You have the right to bear arms. You have the right to free speech. There's no except for's in any of that. But I guess that's what they think, that, oh, that we're going to control you. It's only a matter, yeah, it's only a matter of time before, because right now the virus is real. The pandemic's BS. It's only a matter of time before the pandemic is fake, and so is the cause of the pandemic, where they make up both. I'm just saying. You gotta wake up, America. Gotta wake up. Got about 27 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I mean, when the Surgeon General is calling out the media, you know something's wrong. But, you know, he's a black Surgeon General. I can't believe we have a, you know, that racist Trump again, you know, with that black Surgeon General. But don't worry. Andrew Cuomo says the worst is over and we're controlling the spread. Of course you're controlling the spread, because 3 weeks ago, you're like, I've got 400 ventilators, and I have to go right after this and pick who lives and who dies. You want that job? And I'm like, pick me, please, pick me. Take me right there, and I want to meet all 2,700 people. Because there ain't none. That's why they said ain't. But guess what? Guess what? 2 days later, oh, we're stockpiling. We have a whole, yeah, but we're trying to put them aside so that when the pandemic comes, we're ready. And then a couple days after that, oh, we don't need any more ventilators. We got plenty. We're fine. Stop. Wow, you went from having to choose between who lives and who dies with only 400 ventilators, needing way more than that, to, oh, you're stockpiling them, waiting for the pandemic to really hit, to yeah, we don't need anymore. Yeah, you keep going up and down. And when you can't keep, when people keep disproving the narrative that these hospitals are war zones, you have to kind of say, oh, it's good now. Oh, everything's under control. Okay. Yeah. Andrew Cuomo, you in New York, you're like Italy. Trying to bump up the numbers. Hey, we need help. We mismanaged our money, and then we need you to bail us out. Yeah, you can help somebody once, but then when they keep, hey, they gave me money, I'm going to keep asking for help. Yeah, I'll lend someone money, but if they keep asking for money and don't do anything in return. Yeah, I know I borrowed like $30 last week, but can I get 10? Okay, no. Well, I need some of that 30 back. What have you done for me? If you can't give me the money, what have you done to help me out to equivalent $30? What have you gone out of your way for? You haven't. You know, New York, they can't keep covering up the fact that they're trying to make it look worse than it is to try to get help because they mismanage their money and they're so, you know, that ever can. Isn't it funny how all these countries are own countries? California is its own country. You know, I mean, they have homeless people everywhere. And then you have these, like, Googles and billionaire companies. And, you know, I'm going to give you $1. I mean, Google giving $1 million is like me giving a penny to help the fight. Come on, Google, cough up some money. Help out if it's that bad. Since you're the one that wants to keep us locked down so that we can't work, cough up the money to help this economy go in a better direction. See, they couldn't. See, that's the problem. They couldn't give Trump credit for the economy. That's all of Obama's policies. So I guess the stock market now is Obama's policies. See, if it was Trump's policies, the stock market would still do good, even if we have a virus that's intensely released. I'm throwing that one out there because, you know, like I've said, it's a narrative. If Hillary Clinton was president, I didn't think we'd be locked down. I don't think we would have. If the world canceled the Olympics, you would have to say, why are the Olympics being canceled, and what's going on that we're going plain as day? Well, who knows? I mean, you got 200,000 plus people signing a petition out Governor Whitmer in Michigan. Is it going to happen? As you know, I kind of look at it like, okay, you can talk the talk about Hillary, but is there anything ever going to happen to her? You know, Obama finally, well, crap, I got it. Hi, let me start over. Hello, America. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm putting my full support behind Joe Biden. Yay! Sir, you weren't that enthusiastic. Well, what the heck, man? He's left. I have no choice. I am Obama, and I have not been given a pre-scripted question to answer. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, you like guys.
Yeah, you just insulted me a little bit. I'm mostly being that when I ask you the question, but okay. Let's say Trump said we need to shut down, right?
Yeah.
What if nobody, no governor, but like the governor of Michigan or any, especially Democratic, like no Michigan and New York and California, those just remained open and was like, we're going to let it ride. We're not going to do nothing. And the country did not need all this bailout money. What would the news headlines be?
And there'd have to be something in terms of this money helping his businesses. That this is a ploy.
Well, saying that he has money in that medicine anyway. That's why he's pushing it so hard. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they'd be saying.
Money,
that,
money, money, money.
Money, 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 money.
Money.
More money, more money, more money. But, yeah, that's what they'd be. Oh, this stimulus package is not needed. He's just doing it so he can get that money into him.
Well,
yeah, so he's going to take.
What I'm saying is, let's say we didn't need the stimulus. The economy was okay, but people were dying. Because he wanted to shut down the country, but the governors and no one listened to him pretty much. Or some did, some didn't. What would the narrative be then? If he sounded the alarm but no one listened, but the economy,
they would still try
okay.
to blame him. Like, why didn't he use force? Why didn't he get them to shut their... Why didn't... Look at all these people dying. They would still try to blame it on him.
Somehow.
Yeah. But the thing is, they want to shut everything down. They want people. They want this economy to try to tank.
Yeah.
George Soros wants the American economy to collapse. So. Oh, we got about 18 minutes left in the program. Folks, we do have a PayPal link, so if you want to donate, this is not free to do, by the way. And if you PayPal, let me know. You can PM me and say, hey, what's up? You know, I donated money. And when it comes in and stuff, I can just give you shouts out and say thanks so much. You know, I mean, I had so many people, but we dealt with 8 years of Bush, you know. We had to deal with 8 years of Bush. You deal with 8 years of Obama. And I went to someone and said, well. And this is what I told someone. I said, well, no, that's not really true. She goes, what do you mean it's not true? I said, well, I had to deal with 8 years of the first Bush. No, actually only 4 years, thank God. Then I had to deal with 8 years of Clinton, 8 years of the second Bush, Lord help us, and 8 years of Obama. I said, well, I'll put it to you this way. Since Reagan left office, the only person that I kind of supported besides Donald J. Trump, out of anyone that considered running, any person that was on the debate stage, Republican, Democrat, or Independent, or Libertarian, that was legitimately running for the President of the United States, they may not have gotten the nomination, I didn't want any of them, except for Ross Perot, and he was the right kind of candidate, the wrong guy. I didn't want any of them. They were all, all bad. The first time. Yeah. But it's kind of like.
I think that's why, though, if we would have stuck behind Bush, we wouldn't have had Clinton.
Yeah. But, I mean, and in fact,
that's what it is.
Yeah, it's choosing the lesser of the two evils.
Right.
It's kind of like saying, okay, I've got a choice, two guns. One's got three bullets, one's got five. My buddy's going to shoot me. Which one do I give him? Well, I don't want to get shot at all, but three bullets is better than five. I don't want any of the, they're all going to screw me. They're all going to rob me. They're all going to do whatever they want. At least, let's give Trump a try. He's a trillionaire. He don't need to work. He didn't have to do this. He's got more money than he knows. If I live.
Yeah. I mean, when he came down, I will admit, when he came down the escalator and he first announced, I didn't know A, how he would govern. Or I thought maybe he could be another parole. We're going to get suckered into Hillary one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to support him if he gets it. I really wanted Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, we don't support him the way we do for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, and if you go back to my conversations, yes, my wife, I was the one telling you that, yeah, he's going to be the front runner just for a little while, and then he's going to slowly bow out.
Right.
And that's what I said, and I thought that's what's going to happen. And I said,
that's what we thought.
I thought he was going to just kind of like be in he was going to maybe win Iowa and then maybe New Hampshire and then kind of bow down and like, you know, and okay, Ted Cruz, I'm going to give you my support. And when he just kept going and kept going and kept making it bigger and kept doing more and kept expanding, I'm like, he's not getting out. He's not stopping.
He's for real.
He's for real. Now, I wish he would have taken my advice and been against the wall, because the Democrats were like, we need to have a wall. So you don't understand. Illegals hurt our economy. We need to have a wall. Because they could have said, well, you know what? I've been hem-hawed around. I've been talking to some of my people in the cabinet. You know, I have some walnut cabinets over here. I got some maple cabinets, and I got some mahogany cabinets. I talked to all my cabinets, all the people in my cabinets. That's a joke, by the way. If you're smart enough to get the joke, Okay. And they all come from an IKEA catalog. All
right, people, FYI, I apologize for my husband.
But I will say this.
I don't know if I'm apologizing that he's still alive or that he has to put up with me.
Hey, if I die, she said I'm lucky I'm alive. So hey, you heard it here. It's evidence. But
I'm just saying, I apologize. But think.
But he could have been going to his cabinet, and then he could come out and say, you know what, Nancy Pelosi, you're right. We do need to have a wall. I will back you and your wall. Let's get it done.
I will say this, but I'm loving the fact that he's taking it to the media.
Oh,
he's like, look, you guys, January, you're saying this. I was fighting impeachment, thank you very much. You said this. Now, I did this, still didn't do enough.
Yeah.
What? I want to know what else can he do?
But it's cool, though, the FDA is actually now allowing I got to do something real quick. Follow with me, folks.
What are you doing?
Something real quick.
Epidiolex.
Epidiolex. It is a pharmaceutical drug that has, like, they take cannabis and they take the CBD and they mix it with other chemicals. So it's actual CBD from the plant with other stuff, and it's a pharmaceutical drug. It's made by GW Pharmaceuticals in Britain, in Great Britain. And because it's got CBD, it's been banned because CBD is deadly and dangerous. Now the DEA is finally saying, oh, CBD is not bad. It's not.
I told you where I wanted to move to.
Yeah, and I told my mom that. And I'm surprised she didn't ask you, because I said once our lease is up, me and my wife are moving to Great Britain. I didn't want to announce it on the show, but my wife kind of gave it away.
Okay.
So, but at least we're going to move to we're going to move to Kerry, Liverpool.
Well, we're going to move to where I've lived in
that. Yeah. I know. I would. No, we're going to move to Nottingham Forest, like where Mark was born. But hey, no. We got to figure out the whole logistics of where we're going to move and all this stuff. And now we can watch that if they don't pay. Now we can be in that show. If they don't pay, they take it away. We're Irish and we're in trouble. No, I didn't say thinking. I said we are moving.
What did she say?
She's like, okay, cool.
Well, I'm sure.
No, I didn't say anything yet because I don't want to get her riled up.
Okay, I didn't think so because I didn't get a phone call.
Oh, you would have gotten like 10 texts. Like, what's this Kyle saying? You're moving to?
Yeah.
Just tell him. Just tell her I want to work with Marcus Waring at the Barclay.
All right, get on with your show. I'll leave you alone.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, now that CBD is seen as beneficial, they're going to allow this. And I want to be able to get, like, CBD oils that you can count on. That, okay, there's the cannabidiol. You know what's in it. That's why if you clone a plant, guess what, when you clone, you're going to get the identical plant time after time. That way, if you like Girl Scout cookies, or OG Kush, or like Baja Blast, or Blue Cheese, and you can clone, and every time you get the same strain, the exact same everything. That way you know. That way you don't have to sit there and try to get it to flower to find out if it's a male or female real quick, and then turn it back down. You know, unless you need seeds, then you want male, but if not, you go female. But you know you're getting the same thing every time, so you're getting the same medicine every time. And then, okay, then you know what, if you know what you like, okay, well, get me some G. And quarter of an ounce, and make a butter, and make a tincture, or whatever you're going to make, and guess what? Then you know you're getting the same medicine every time. And that's why I'm glad that they're starting to wake up to this. That, hey, it is beneficial. It does help. I mean, it helps Charlotte Figgy. That's why they have a name, a strain after her. Because it helped her. I got about 8 minutes left. I want to get into some Premier League news. Thank you so much for tuning in. When are they going to start the season? Are they going to? Because now there's, I mean, it's they've talked about May possibly starting training and then go from there, and maybe June or July finish the season. And is the season going to be finished? Or are they just going to can't? You know what's going to happen? No one knows. There are people. I mean, until we know like anything, no one's okay. Our number one target is Jadon Sancho at Manchester United. That's a given. If there's no Champions League football, he ain't gonna be there. Bye bye. He'll go. He's wanting to further his career. And that's what he wants. And that's a thing that's huge. Because there's so many unknowns. I mean, because one of my friends goes, yeah, for someone that doesn't like to talk about football that much because it's not happening right now, you're still, well, I guess you do talk about it because it's like, okay, when's the season going to start? When's it going to end? How's the transfer window going to work? You know, is Jadon Sancho, or is Dortmund going to be able to charge $100 million for him? Are they going to be able to get that when we have a transfer window? That's kind of, who knows what the value of the market's going to be? Are you gonna sit there and like, okay, is Pogba gonna go and we get $50 million for him when he's worth $125 million because the market's bad, and we get Jadon Sancho for, you know, $40 million?
I have to agree with your friend. I think you talk about it more now than when it was
going. But yeah, I guess I do.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know, but when you think about. Well, you are talking about it because you're like, well, when's, you know, I really think it's going to be like July. But like I said before, when it comes to America, is it going to be a tour? How can they even tour? If we're not back to some sense of normability come May, Lord help us. This you're going to have this, we're going to be 100 times worse than the Great Depression worldwide.
They're thinking, I heard that they're falling out July 4th to start spring training if we have baseball this year in July.
Wow.
Maybe. Who knows? We might have a year without sports.
Well, a year is better than some people that we should be locked down for eternally. Like I, as a doctor, I don't think we should ever have sports come back. I mean, I think we should all be confined to our homes, and you should never be able to leave. And no, we're going to get Premier League going. I think July will start back up, get it going, you know, like June. Whoever, you're going to make a million, you're going to make trillions. If you're the first one to bring back Premier League or anything, I mean, you could watch, you could put on Nottingham Forest Football Club and Cambridge FC, and I'd be like, football, I know it's like the second tier, you know, holy cow, it's like 2-0, and you'd be like, it's football. I mean, that's why it's fun to try to find YouTube games that you don't know either team at all, you've never heard of them. And you try to find like a whole game that you can watch, and it seems like it's new because.
I know you're desperate, but wow.
Hey, we got to feed the need, man. You know when because I mean I miss. Oh, it's fun watching the Spanish commentators, and they like for like 25 minutes. Goal.
There's like three goals in between that one goal.
Yeah. My favorite is there's a video, and check it out. Like, when they start the game, the guy in the center of the field kicks the ball all the way, and it goes in the goal. And it's like from Latin America. And, of course, goal! And then there's, like, English translation, like, can you believe it? From the start of the game, like, and it's just because, like, you don't expect, I mean, if, I'm surprised more people don't try that. especially if the goalie's not expecting it and you just kick the ball. Fellaini should have been doing that. It's interesting. You know, Fellaini would have been perfect at that. He was great with the long ball. Okay, we want to try to see if you can, from the very beginning,
Fellaini,
start.
His game was getting fouls, doing fouls and not getting caught or called.
Yeah, but he was a great long baller, so he could have easily probably kicked the ball from the very beginning and scored. Only try it when the goalie's not really paying attention. But yeah, I mean, I think we're also looking at Grealis. I mean, not knowing what this transfer window is going to hold, I'll be happy if we get Jadon Sancho. I mean, we got Bruno Fernandes. You'll be singing in the air tonight. The stars are bright, Fernando. Jadon Sancho, if we get him, he'll be a Bruno Fernandes because we basically got the deal of the January. Like, very few deals were done, and we ended up getting Jadon Sancho. Oh, we were looking at him, but we got Bruno Fernandes. And if we can get Jadon Sancho, it'll be like, because who knows what this transfer window, it could be a month. They could say, no, we're going to give you the same allotted time. You know, like, are they going to sit there and if they can get the season in, are they going to try to get the season in and done so they can start the Premier League season next year on time? I think that's what they want to do.
Well, I'm still wondering about Man City.
Yeah, like if they, $1 million, they're going to lose way too much money to forfeit the season and just call it. I got about 90 seconds left in the program. About 90 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I really do. Thank you so much for tuning in. But hey, it's what we do on the conversation, folks. We try to put some common sense in your life to make you, I don't care what you stand for, what you believe, do your due diligence. Look it up. Was gas price higher under Obama? Well, yeah, it was. Well, then why weren't they harping about gas prices? Because it's a media narrative. They tell you the story they want you to hear. See, the media is like a magician. They want you looking at this hand when they're doing crap over here. If it was President Hillary Clinton, they'd be talking about something totally different than this virus. You know, and it's whatever version of the world they want you to see, that's what they're going to show you. And that's sad. You got two eyes. Look and think for yourself. And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.